Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Noelle. This is episode 66, How Gurus and False Idols Distract Us from Our Innate Powers. I love this topic as I discuss it often with clients. This is something that a lot of people often don't think about, which is how we idolize people outside of ourselves. We place other people on a pedestal. I think you'll really enjoy this topic. It's a short and sweet episode. And as always, I love feedback, questions, comments, and reviews. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, feel free to interact and share with anybody you think might like it. And I would love to have you inside our members-only community, ManifestFast.life, where you'll be surrounded by other like-minded, successful individuals, all bettering their lives in different ways and tapping into their innate manifestation abilities and powers. So without further notice, on with the show, and I love you. Stop worshiping others. Stop putting people on a pedestal. There are no gurus. We are trained to put people on a pedestal. We are trained to worship other people. We are trained to believe that other people are more important than ourselves. We are trained to place value on other people because of how they look, because of how they speak, because of where they live, because of what they own, because of the families they're born into, because of the material possessions they acquire, because of how they move around the world, because of the information that they share. We are trained to put other people on a pedestal. We are trained to put our power into the hands of others. We are trained to believe that other people know best for us better than we know for ourselves. We are trained to idolize and worship and adore. Have you ever questioned why? Have you ever questioned any of this for yourself? Just think about the insanity of it. Think about what we do in our different societies as a form of worship. In America, we worship actors, actresses, musicians, performers. Those are generally the idols. We worship people who make the most money. We worship people who have the most things. We worship people who look the best. In America, that's generally how it goes. And that's for most modern societies now. You could go into Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Europe. I mean, this is pretty pervasive around the world. The people that we idolize and worship and adore and mimic are the people who often are entertaining us the most. The people who give us the most entertainment, who speak the loudest, say the most things, are the most outrageous, or produce music, produce entertainment, movies, TV shows, internet shows, podcasts. All of that is now on the pedestal. So the question is it human nature to always idolize and worship somebody else? Is it human nature to always place someone else on a pedestal as more important, to think that they're more valuable? Is that human nature, or is that taught to us? Because from the moment we're born, innately, our parents are our heroes. That's kind of the law of nature. Our parents should be our heroes. Very often they're not, because of the circumstances that people are born into, which can be really, really difficult and traumatic and even abusive. And then it's very hard to idolize and worship your parents when you're born into these types of circumstances. Nonetheless, those are the people that were programmed to idolize and look up to for the answers and the guidance. When that's not available, we look outside of the family and we look to whoever we feel can give us that feedback, that security, that comfort, that protection. And throughout life, we latch on to people and worship and adore and idolize people who make us feel the best, generally speaking. And very often, the opposite is true. We latch on, idolize, and worship people who actually often make us feel the worst. It's extremes. Human beings respond to extremes. Also, we're programmed into extremes. I believe there are no gurus. You know, I've never, ever, ever idolized other people. I just never have. I don't know exactly why that is. I mean, I've been like this since I was a child. I didn't have a lot of respect or admiration for my own parents growing up, and they were not abusive by standard, you know, by normal standards, and they were not necessarily overly neglectful. They were divorced when I was five. I grew up in different homes with my mom and my stepfather and my dad and my stepmother. And my childhood had ups and downs, like most people's childhoods. And I absolutely do not blame my mom or my dad for anything. I used to, but I don't anymore. But looking at other people's upbringings, I realized mine was pretty non-traditional in that I was left on my own a lot. My brother and I were left on our own a lot at a very young age because my mom worked till the late evening and she was a single mom, or part of the time we were growing up, she was single. And now I see the circumstances. They were what they were, but we were always fine. It's not like we were beaten and abused. There are people, though, that have terrible, terrible upbringing circumstances. And then I can see why they look outside of the family at a very young age to see who can save me, who can protect me, who can make me feel better, who can provide for me, who can make me feel safer. That's totally understandable. But this is why it's so important to understand that there are no gurus there. There are people that come along in our lives that help us. They're there when we need them. And I believe this is divine intervention. People show up sometimes in the most incredible ways, at the most mysterious times, often in ways that make no sense. And they're just who you needed at that time to help you out. And I can think of 1,000 times in my own life where that's been the case, and it continues to be. And I know this is true for everybody. There's people that show up at different times at the right times. That doesn't mean they need to be worshiped, idolized, adored, and seen as a guru. And this is where there's a fine line, because just because somebody comes along and helps you, which is part of why we're all here, to help one another, we should all be showing up for each other at different times in different ways. But just because somebody shows up, it doesn't mean they need to be idolized, worshiped, adored. And this is what I'm speaking to, is the need for people to feel like there's a guru in human form that's going to rescue you. And it's fascinating behavior. I actually studied cults and religions in my late teens and early 20s, because my mother and stepfather were involved in an organization that I believed to be a cult, even though they would still argue that that's not what it was, but I believed it to be. So it got me very interested in what are cults, what are religions, what are the foundations, and there's very similar premises to all of these types of organizations. And they all basically have a leader at the very top of the organization who's the mouthpiece and the one to listen to. And then the organization is comprised of other people below that leader, like a hierarchy. And if you look at the whole entire world is structured this way as well. All, you know, cities, counties, countries, places around the world are structured where there's a quote unquote leader at the top, and then everybody below them, and then onward and downward. So people in society, quote unquote, average people, see themselves as average people. They see themselves as, well, I'm just part of the crowd, because we're trained to believe that's all we are. We're trained to believe that we're nowhere near the top, where that leader resides. We're so far away from that point that we actually identify as average, normal, regular people, when it couldn't be further from the truth. But this is how we're trained. And this is why I say there are no gurus, and really there's no leaders. A leader is simply somebody who might have some more information than you in that moment that can maybe help you out. That's ideally what a leader is. If that leader has knowledge that can help you out in the moment, add value to your life, well, then that is powerful. And that's, again, why we're here. It's like, I'm going to lend my hand to the person beside me. If they don't know the next steps, but I do know the next steps, I'm going to lend them my hand. I'll show them the next steps. And the same is done for me. The person in front of me, they know the next steps. Okay, great. They're going to put out their hand and help me along. I personally like to look at life in this way, as opposed to in a worshiping, adoring, idolizing way. I never have worshiped musicians, actors, actresses, CEOs of companies, the wealthiest people in the world. I don't idolize these people, and I'm not envious of them, nor have I ever wanted anything that anyone else has. Where I can appreciate somebody's talents and abilities, I can even learn from their talents and abilities, but it doesn't mean I'm envious of them, nor does it mean I worship them, idolize them, or want to be them. I've never wanted to be anyone else, and I hope the same for you. This is to my point, is that we need to learn as individuals, as society, to idolize ourselves, idolize our innate wisdom, higher consciousness, God, the connectivity that we all have to one another. That is what we need to learn to idolize, our innate powers, our innate energetic forces, our innate wisdom and intellect that we all have. That is what we all need to tune into in a greater way. Because each and every single human being on this earth has innate gifts, abilities, and powers. And a lot of us are more similar than we are different. So I encourage you to question today or ask yourself who you idolize, who you worship, who you would just freak out if they showed up at your door. You would just start screaming and yelling, oh my God, I can't believe they're here. I can't believe I'm standing in front of them. And we get like that because we place people on a pedestal. My own daughter, for example, loves Taylor Swift, and she's definitely not alone in this. Taylor Swift is an incredible person. I feel very extremely talented. Her music's amazing. She's so gifted. She really, really is an incredible person. However, I don't believe that people should be idolizing her, worshiping her. I believe that the energy that people put into idolizing others, especially, and I don't even want to say especially, I just want to say anybody. Because again, it's usually musicians, actors, actresses, people with money, people who have the loudest microphone, people who reach the most people, people who have the most power in business. These are the people that are generally idolized and often feared too. But imagine that energy that people put into idolizing others and worshiping others that they put into themselves. They put that into bettering their own talents, their own gifts, their own abilities. See, and the thing is we're all inspired by one another. So if I see somebody do something that I once believed to be impossible, that is incredibly inspiring to me. And again, this is, I believe, very different than idolizing, worshiping, adoring, and putting on a pedestal. Inspiration comes in all different forms every single day. So if something inspires me that, wow, I didn't even know that was possible. Wow, maybe I could do that too. Try that, experience that, make that, be that, do that. Well, that is why we're here. We're here to see that in one another. We're here to appreciate that in one another, because there's people in this world that have so many gifts and talents and abilities that I personally do not necessarily possess, nor do I want to possess, but I can really admire and respect and appreciate that in somebody else. I don't, however, need to idolize them, worship them, buy what they're selling me, take what they're telling me to take, do what they're telling me to do, or in any way, shape, or form, place their knowledge above my own. Because at the end of the day, my knowledge for myself is what I trust the most. I don't trust anyone else's knowledge for myself over my own. I've learned to tap into my own innate wisdom and guidance, and that never steers me astray. Does my life always end up looking perfect? No, but nobody's does. And what is perfect? Is it messy sometimes? Is it uncomfortable sometimes? Is it unhappy sometimes? Yes, but the opposite's true as well. It's amazing. It's exciting. It's beautiful. It's incredible also. I want to leave you with this today. I encourage you to tap into your innate wisdom and guidance. And if you don't know how to do that, if you're confused, and if you want to know a few techniques on how to do that, you should join us in our membership. It's Manifest Fast Members. And this is a membership where you can be surrounded by other people who are already successful, already doing amazing in life. There might be one or two things that they want to really bring in to a manifestation that they haven't been able to do so yet. And it could be anything. And that's what tuning in and getting clear on your own innate wisdom and guidance does for you. If you have any questions, reach out to me. I'm on Instagram, L Noel Consulting, TikTok, L Noel Consult, manifestfast.life. Join us in our membership. You will love it in there. I encourage you to be surrounded by like-minded people who are on the same frequency as you, because that's really what this boils down to, is getting on the same frequency and tapping into the abundance and perfection that's already within you. I love you. Bye-bye.